No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, I promise you, you're welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 26th day of June. Welcome, people. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy to be here with you. I hope your summer is summering. I hope it's all systems go for summer. I hope the grill is being fired up. I hope there's a campfire going out in the pit somewhere. I hope you're catching fireflies like I got to catch with my granddaughters the other night. I hope you're eating sweet corn from the garden and gobbling up some watermelon, going to the ice cream parlor. I mean, these are favorite summertime things. Just the one thing I miss the most is swimming. I love to swim in a pool or float on a raft. I just never get to go swimming in the summertime. And I know some of you are just splashing it up, and I hope you splash it for me today. Let's not forget riding bikes. Riding bikes, swimming in the pool, and roller skating. That would be heaven. That would be a version of heaven for me. Let's read the Bible, shall we? Today we are reading 1 Kings chapter 15, picking up on verse 25, and then reading through chapter 16, verse 34, and then we'll read 2 Chronicles chapter 17. This week we're reading the contemporary English version. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 25 through chapter 16, verse 34. Nadab, son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in the second year of Judah's king Asa. He reigned over Israel 2 years. Nadab did what was evil in the Lord's sight and walked in the ways of his father and the sin he had caused Israel to commit. And Baasha, son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar, conspired against Nadab, and Baasha struck him down at Gibbethon of the Philistines while Nadab and all Israel were besieging Gibbethon. In the third year of Judah's king Asa, Baasha killed Nadab and reigned in his place. When Baasha became king, he struck down the entire house of Jeroboam. He did not leave Jeroboam any survivors, but destroyed his family, according to the word of the Lord he had spoken through his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. This was because Jeroboam had angered the Lord God of Israel by the sins he had committed and had caused Israel to commit. The rest of the events of Nadab's reign, along with all his accomplishments, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. There was war between Asa and King Baasha of Israel throughout their reigns. In the third year of Judah's king Asa, Baasha, son of Ahijah, became king over all Israel, and he reigned in Tirzah 24 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight and walked in the ways of Jeroboam and the sin he had caused Israel to commit. Now the word of the Lord came to Jehu, son of Hanani, against Baasha. Because I raised you up from the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, but you have walked in the ways of Jeroboam and have caused my people Israel to sin, angering me with their sins. Take note, I will eradicate Baasha and his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat. Anyone who belongs to Baasha and dies in this city, the dogs will eat, and anyone who is his and dies in the field, the birds will eat. The rest of the events of Baasha's reign, along with all his accomplishments and might, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. Baasha rested with his ancestors and was buried in Tirzah. His son Elah became king in his place. But through the prophet Jehu, son of Hanani, the word of the Lord also had come against Baasha and against his house because of all the evil he had done in the Lord's sight. His actions angered the Lord, and Baasha's house became like the house of Jeroboam because he had struck it down. In the 26th year of Judah's king Asa, Elah, son of Baasha, became king over Israel, and he reigned in Tirzah 2 years. His servant Zimri, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him while Elah was in Tirzah getting drunk in the house of Arza, who was in charge of the household at Tirzah. In the 27th year of Judah's king Asa, Zimri went in and struck Elah down, killing him. Then Zimri became king in his place. While he became king, as soon as he was seated on his throne, Zimri struck down the entire house of Baasha. He did not leave a single male, including his kinsmen and his friends. So Zimri destroyed the entire house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord he had spoken against Baasha through the prophet Jehu. This happened because of all the sins of Baasha and those of his son Elah, which they committed and caused Israel to commit, angering the Lord God of Israel with their worthless idols. The rest of the events of Elah's reign, along with all his accomplishments, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. In the 27th year of Judah's king Asa, Zimri became king for 7 days in Tirzah. Now the troops were encamped against Gibbethon of the Philistines. When these troops heard that Zimri had not only conspired but had also struck down the king, then all Israel made Omri, the army commander, king over Israel that very day in the camp. Omri, along with all Israel, marched up from Gibbethon and besieged Tirzah. When Zimri saw that the city was captured, he entered the citadel of the royal palace and burned it down over himself. He died because of the sin he committed by doing what was evil in the Lord's sight and by walking in the ways of Jeroboam and the sin he caused Israel to commit. The rest of the events of Zimri's reign, along with the conspiracy that he instigated, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. At that time, the people of Israel were divided. Half the people followed Tibni, son of Ginath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. However, the people who followed Omri proved stronger than those who followed Tibni, son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omri became king. In the 21st year of Judah's king Asa, Omri became king over Israel, and he reigned 12 years. He reigned 6 years in Tirzah. Then he bought the hill of Samaria from Shumer for 150 pounds of silver, and he built up the hill. He named the city he built Samaria, based on the name Shumer, the owner of the hill. Omri did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He did more evil than all who were before him. He walked in all the ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, in every respect, and continued in his sins that he caused Israel to commit, angering the Lord God of Israel with their worthless idols. The rest of the events of Omri's reign, along with his accomplishments and the might he exercised, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. Omri rested with his ancestors and was buried in Samaria. His son Ahab became king in his place. Ahab, son of Omri, became king over Israel in the 38th year of Judah's king Asa. Ahab, son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. But Ahab, son of Omri, did what was evil in the Lord's sight, more than all who were before him. Then, as if following the sin of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, were not enough, he married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and then proceeded to serve Baal and bow in worship to him. He set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal that he had built in Samaria. Ahab also made an Asherah pole. Ahab did more to anger the Lord God of Israel than all the kings of Israel who were before him. During his reign, Hiel, the Bethelite, built Jericho. At the cost of Abiram, his firstborn, he laid its foundation, and at the cost of Segub, his youngest, he finished its gates. According to the word of the Lord, he had spoken through Joshua, son of Nun. 2 Chronicles chapter 17. His son Jehoshaphat became king in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. He stationed troops in every fortified city of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim that his father Asa had captured. Now the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the former ways of his ancestor David. He did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father and walked by his commands, not according to the practices of Israel. So the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. Then all Judah brought him tribute, and he had riches and honor in abundance. He took great pride in the Lord's ways, and he again removed the high places and Asherah poles from Judah. In the third year of his reign, Jehoshaphat sent his officials, Ben-Hail, Obadiah, Zechariah, Nethanel, and Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. The Levites with them were Shemaiah, Nethaniah, Zebadiah, Asahel, Shemiramoth, Johanathan, Adonijah, Tobijah, and Tob-Adonijah, the priests, Elishama, and Jehoram were with these Levites. They taught throughout Judah, having the book of the Lord's instruction with them. They went throughout the towns of Judah and taught the people. The terror of the Lord was on all the kingdoms of the lands that surrounded Judah, so they didn't fight against Jehoshaphat. Some of the Philistines also brought gifts and silver as tribute to Jehoshaphat, and the Arabs brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 male goats. Jehoshaphat grew stronger and stronger. He built fortresses and storage cities in Judah and carried out great works in the towns of Judah. He had fighting men, valiant warriors in Jerusalem. These are their numbers according to their ancestral families. For Judah, the commanders of thousands, Adnah the commander and 300,000 valiant warriors with him. Next to him, Johanan the commander and 280,000 with him. Next to him, Amasiah, son of Zichri, the volunteer of the Lord, and 200,000 valiant warriors with him. From Benjamin, Eliada, a valiant warrior, and 200,000 with him, armed with bow and shield. Next to him, Jehozabad, and 180,000 with him, equipped for war. These were the ones who served the king, besides those he stationed in the fortified cities throughout all Judah. Okay, so we are going through the kings in this rapid fire introduction and farewell, so long. And then we get to King Jehoshaphat. And King Jehoshaphat's father was faithful to God. And King Jehoshaphat follows in his father's footsteps and leads the nation as they continue to worship God. So, Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for your people that are here that want to know you more intimately through your word. And I pray you would reveal your heart to each and every person that is here. The needs of your people are great, Lord, and we give them all to you. I pray you would encourage every heart that needs encouragement, that you would heal every heart that is broken, that you would heal every sickness, and that you would comfort those in distress and mourning. Be near to those who are friendless. And above all else, may we know your peace. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app 2.0. You can check it out. The Long Walk is coming up July the 7th, just less than 2 weeks away. This is our international Daily Audio Bible holiday within this safe space. We just get out and walk. Be intentional with God. Be alone with God. Be quiet with God. Be in God's creation and allow the Creator to speak to your heart. And hopefully you will speak to the heart of God. So that is coming up July the 7th. And we hope you will all get out and join us on the long walk. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for every partnership. We could not do this without you. And we are truly grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, 37174, or You can utilize the app, hit the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for Give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-hand section close to the Give icon. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone, and then right below that, hit the right icon that says chronological to ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi guys, Kate calling in again. I wanted to pray for Kristen. Father, I lift up these two sisters before your throne, and I ask you to search their hearts and for them to search their hearts and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything that they need to repent of to you and to each other. And after that, it's in your hands. And I do express the desire for Kristen to be able to stop and see her nieces and nephews and her sister, and that you would provide reconciliation in this family. That would be so fantastic, and we'd give you the glory. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hi, this is Gail from South Carolina. I am leaving a prayer for Ella and Mia. I think that's what the mom's name is. I just know this poor little baby has been burned, and she's been uncomfortable. Dear Heavenly Father, in your precious name, I just ask that you would just send your healing power and your to this baby and cause her skin to heal and heal smoothly, Lord. I pray for her to be comfortable and at peace. I pray for her mom right now, Lord, that you would just give her your peace that surpasses understanding, knowing that her baby is in your hands. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that you are our healer, Lord. And so I thank you for the healing that you're going to provide the baby and the mom. In Jesus' name, amen. And we look forward to hearing of God's great goodness in your life.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Bree down in Louisiana. I'm calling asking for prayer for my marriage. It's been a turbulent about 2 years now, kind of struggling on and off. I have done all that I can to try to give some encouragement, some guidance to my spouse, and I just don't know what to do. I've prayed, I fasted, I'm still holding strong, but I'm just not sure what direction we're going to go in. And so I just ask for the community to pray for us, that God's will be done, and I'm still believing in Him for whatever His will be in our marriage, for our family. I thank you for all that. Pray for us. Thank you.
Hey, Dabsy family, this is Double Dabber Danny in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm calling to lift up Maya and her little girl, Ella. Lord, we come in agreement and prayer as we lift this beautiful baby up to you for healing. Lord, we speak the name of Jesus over this baby and her mother and her family. We pray for divine intervention. Pray for the right treatment to come along and heal baby Ella. And Lord, I pray your peace over this family, the peace that transcends human understanding, Lord. Lord, wrap your arms around this family. Let them know they are loved. Let them know you are the healer. You are the God of restoration. And we pray in gratitude in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.